We're very proud to be joined by Toronto Raptors Amir Johnson right now. We'll tell you why he's coming on with us in just a little bit, but thanks for, this is the earliest I've ever spoken to an NBA player. Are you okay? Are you doing all right? It's 6:20 a.m., Amir. Come on.
Yeah, it's early, but I'm usually up this early.
Are you? What do you do? What time do you do at 6 o'clock?
Do a couple push-ups and sit-ups and start my day. Eat breakfast.
Yeah, us too.
And I head to the gym.
Yeah, we're off to the gym in about 10 minutes. I always want to ask this of you: going from high school right to the pros, did you have a favorite college? I think about that during college football season. Did you have a school when you grew up? Had it worked out, you would have said, I would have loved to have played for that coach. I would have loved to have played for that school. You're an L.A. guy. Is there a Pac-10 school? Is it another school?
Well, I actually signed and committed to Louisville just because I had some friends that were going there.
Mm-hmm.
My main schools was in Southern California, like USC, UCLA, where Baron Davis and those guys went. So those were my main schools I used to look at.
So you would have played for – was Patino there when you committed there?
Patino and Reggie Theus were there. Reggie Theus was the assistant coach.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was good friends with Reggie Theus because he was out in L.A. too. So that was one of the main schools I was looking to go to.
Amir Johnson joins us on Brady and Walker. The Toronto Raptors forward is partnered with Swiffer. We'll tell you about that in a second. So we are about 3 weeks away from the start of hockey season here, and it is a Leafs town, but you guys provided this city and maybe this country the most exciting sporting event of the last 12 months, and that was your unbelievable second half run and then that series against the Brooklyn Nets. What is on your mind for an encore?
To get back in that same position, you know, and definitely do better. We had a great year last year. It's something that you can't really explain. You know, we just started clicking, and once we get on one of those rolls, you know, we couldn't stop, and we played unbelievable, and we had the whole city behind our back, which is amazing. You know, the whole theme, the We the North, the Northern Uprising, you know, the city definitely ran with it, and we did great next year, and we're looking for our big things this year.
Well, I think this is a positive. Almost nobody else in the Eastern Conference brings basically their whole team back. It's hard to do with free agents and older players and whatnot. You guys will. What does that do for you to say they got enough faith, Coach Casey's back, Kyle's back, we're all ready to go and do this, and we're the same group that accomplished so much last year?
Absolutely. I think our organization just recognizes we have something special, and Masai has done a great job, and he brought everybody back, and the biggest thing we have is chemistry, and you can't beat that, you know. So we're excited. The fans are excited, and we're just happy we're all back together.
Kyle Lowry had a career season, and there was a lot of discussion whether he would be back or not. He is. Everybody was happy about it. Is this the career year for DeMar DeRozan? Is it about time for him?
I think everybody's mindset right now is just to win. When we start winning, everybody has a good year, no matter what, you know. So I think that's everybody's mindset. Everybody's looking to have a great season, and our main goal is really to win, because when we start playing just for ourselves and career years, then it might start going south. But we're the North, right? we're looking just to win as many games as we possibly can and get in a good position in the playoffs.
All right, so you're rolling with Swiffer this morning, which is a great product. Anybody that's ever had the Swiffer wet jet, and if you're a guy and your wife goes or girlfriend goes off and says, clean the kitchen while I'm gone, these Swiffer products are very valuable. Tell us what you're doing with them today.
You said it perfectly.
Yes,
right there.
I did. For a change.
I partnered with Swiffer, so I am the Swiffer Man Clean ambassador. And basically, is what I'm doing is showing the world that men can definitely clean.
And?
Man clean is not a dirty word.
Yes,
so,
yes.
They picked me to be the man clean ambassador, and, you know, and I definitely can clean up, especially on the boards.
Now, this sounds almost like, was this a learned behavior? Were you born? You know what boys are like. My heavens. I mean, you got to, it takes a long time to learn clean habits. It drives moms and older sisters crazy. When did your cleanliness in terms of keeping a clean place peak?
Well, just as a young age, you know, my grandmother always told me cleanliness is next to godliness. You know, and I always had to clean. I had to wash dishes. I had to clean the floor, get on my hands and knees, clean my room, and I had to make sure it was done before I did anything and go outside and play. And being with Swiffer, they have these tools to use that just makes it much easier for men.
See, the only difference is we need stepladders and you don't. That's to get those high places. Thanks, Amir.
These long arms, Stephen, to reach those
hard. We appreciate it. We're really excited for the season, and we wish you guys all the best.
Thank you very much.